I'd like to take you back to July 2007. Life was good for me, Benson, and our two boys, aged 20 and 16. 5 years previously, Benson had had a cancer scare, but had no further problems, and we were feeling more relaxed about things. Everything changed very suddenly when he began to experience some new symptoms, and we were given the devastating news that the cancer had returned, with palliative care our only option. We were in total shock, and telling our families, particularly the boys, was desperately hard. We didn't give up hope, and we prayed for healing with the support of our church, but the healing didn't come. The 6 months of Benson's illness were a blur. Shortly after diagnosis, he had a seizure that left him weak and paralyzed down his left side. After this, he had innumerable fits, and emergency trips to hospital in an ambulance almost became the norm. I was Benson's full-time carer and was hardly able to leave his side. It was very hard for both boys. Our younger son was still at school and had to watch his father deteriorate daily. Our older boy was away at uni. He told me later that he would jump every time his phone rang, fearing bad news. Our church family were wonderfully supportive. Because we were housebound, they took care of practical things like shopping, lifts to hospital, collecting prescriptions. Benson's faith never wavered, and he remained peaceful and calm. I was full of anxiety. When our vicar visited, he noticed that I was losing a lot of weight. I had to admit that I was so stressed, I was hardly able to eat anything. So he organized for our fellowship to provide a meal for us every day. I found that if food was lovingly placed in front of me, I was able to eat a little, and Benson benefited from good food and a caring visitor every day. After Benson died, friends and family continued to be generous with their time and care. What I needed more than anything was to be listened to. I had a need to tell my story over and over again, probably as a way of processing and absorbing it. The friends who just sat and listened, gave me a hug and prayed for me were invaluable, and it must have been costly and draining for them. I craved spiritual support. I remember asking people to talk to me about heaven, to assure me of God's love for Benson, for me and the boys. Over the next few years, my faith changed and deepened, but at this point, all I needed to know was that God was holding me and wouldn't let me go. I felt I'd lost my identity. Being Benson's wife was a big part of who I was. I felt the extra responsibilities of being the only parent for my boys and guiding them through crucial times of university and career choices, besides trying to help them with their grief. I realized that I needed more help than I could expect from my friends or family. I had some counseling, which was helpful. I did an internet search and thankfully came across the Christian organization Care for the Family, and particularly their widowed young support group. I made a decision to go on a weekend event that they were holding. It was a real turning point for me. It was so healing to be in the company of others who'd also lost a spouse at an early age. So there was immediate empathy and understanding. I learnt that a lot of my feelings, thoughts and behaviours were normal, and this was a huge relief. I came away with renewed hope, and my connection with Care for the Family is still strong. 12 years on, and I'm a different person. The experience has changed me. The boys are both Christians, and together we've celebrated their special birthdays, graduations, and a wedding. I've changed job and have an ever-widening circle of friends, many of them single. In 2013, I went on a music holiday to Lee Abbey, a Christian community in Devon, and met Malcolm. We got married in 2016. Between us, we have 5 boys, 3 daughters-in-law, 2 grandchildren, and counting. It doesn't mean that the sorrow of loss has gone. I will always always feel sadness about the loss of Benson. However, I've learned that with God's help, your life expands around the sorrow, that you can have lots of good things in your life, that joy and sorrow can coexist.